This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The Secretary of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments, Archbishop Arthur Roach, says Pope Francis's decision to raise the celebration of the memorial of St. Mary Magdalene to the dignity of a liturgical feast reflects the importance of this female disciple and women in general within the life of the Church. Archbishop Roach was interviewed by me earlier and was asked to explain the significance of the Pope's decision and the message it sends.
Well, the Holy Father has made it very clear in the decree that the congregation has issued that the decision has been taken within the current ecclesial context, where the Holy Father has been talking about, obviously, the importance of women and their role within the life of the Church. Also, in the context of new evangelization and the part that women have to play in carrying the gospel to so many people and into places perhaps where men themselves do not go readily. And thirdly, within the context of this Jubilee year of mercy. So emphasizing the fact that at the time of the resurrection, when Mary of Magdala was the first one to discover that the Lord had risen, Christ showed her a very special mercy by appearing to her and also giving her this remarkable role of going to tell the other disciples that the Lord had in fact risen. And for this reason, Pope Gregory the Great, together with St. Thomas Aquinas, called her the Apostolorum Apostola, the Apostle of the Apostles. She was the one who brought that message of the resurrection to the apostles so that they could go to the ends of the earth to proclaim that Christ had risen.
Had people within the Church been requesting such a move on the part of Pope Francis?
I think that possibly, generally speaking, the Pope is always very attentive to what people are saying. As we know that he's a great listener. And so I'm sure that from certain quarters, people may very well have been talking about that. I don't know that, in fact, but that may be the case.
Given Mary Magdalene's past history as a sinner who converts, and then we read that moving scene in the Bible where she weeps as she bathes and anoints Jesus' feet, it's especially apt, isn't it, during this Jubilee year of mercy?
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, there's been, from the time of Gregory the Great, Pope Gregory the Great, Mary of Magdala has been seen both as the sister of Martha, but also as the woman who wept and poured the perfumed ointment on the feet of our Lord. And the Bollandists at the time of the Second Vatican Council, those are the people who study very carefully the hagiographies of the saints. They were very clear in bringing together all that we knew from the Gospel about this woman, and all three of them now appear in this feast of Mary of Magdala.
She was, as you already pointed out, the first witness to Christ's resurrection. But in a broader sense, what do you feel is the special appeal of this woman, and how can she serve as a role model for women in the Church nowadays?
Well, women have a very special place within the role of the family, the role of society in general, because of their natural ability for compassion apart from anything else. And we see that how she was led in the garden to Christ through this anxiety, through this compassion, through this great love that she had for him, that was able to seek him beyond. You know, what have you, she says to the angel, what have they done? You know, where have they taken his body? What have they done with his body? And it's then that Christ appears to her and calls her by name, Mary, and she recognizes him immediately. Rabuni, teacher, master, she says to him. And he says, okay, don't cling to me, because now this is a moment of faith. This is a moment for the whole Church to recognize that you don't cling to what is physical, materialistic. You now have to act in faith to proclaim the resurrection, that I am among you always and I shall be with all of you throughout the rest of time.
I was speaking there to Archbishop Arthur Roach, Secretary of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments.